This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Shout out to Peyton's uncle, who has stopped by the Firehouse Tour here in Red Oak. Brought to you by Whataburger Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters, 547 Methodist. Pepe, you familiar? How often you keep in touch with the family?
Always talking to Uncle Jerry, man. He's a huge Cowboys fan. Not sure how much longer he will be because it's always been negative talks. He's called me or text me for recent months and stuff onto the early last year. So we're always talking, but he's always listening, man. Shout out, Jerry.
Getting ready to put him in the ground there.
I think that's what he was doing.
I think that's what I meant, like, you know, we're always talking negative stuff. So I'm like, how much longer is he going to be a Cowboy fan? Come on.
Peyton,
off a relative there.
Peyton, is he going to be at the wedding?
Yes. Yes, he got the invite.
Okay.
But don't tell him yet. Don't tell him. I haven't sent those out yet.
You know, I tried to. You guys have kept it a great secret. I asked him about the adopted brother that you guys have, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
He didn't really know what I was talking about. So you guys have done a good job.
You made it up. You made it up. So
shout out to Tolo Jill, who is listening as well, and everyone watching on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Commercial-free expressway is upon us. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway on Micah Reaction Day at 877-881-1053. Jerry Jones last night with a reset on how this went down.
When I offered Micah the contract that I offered him back in April, he flew in from out of the country, wanted to come right in. I said, no, get you a night's sleep and come on in the next day. Get you the next day. He wanted to come right in. When I did that, we offered him a contract to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, and it was a good one, okay? Now, it was more guaranteed than what I've been reported that was here now. But my point is, without getting into detail, that was a very genuine negotiation, and I changed the amounts, and then we left, and then he called back and talked to Steven negotiated amounts. We changed those amounts that he called back from, and then of course the rest is history. When the time came to say let's go, then he said, well, let's start the negotiation.
That's, if it happened like that, then Micah has not represented that correctly. And whether it happened like that or not, that's how Jerry views it. So Jerry would, I think, believe, I can't trust it. If you talked to me, left, came back with counteroffers that we worked through,
yep,
you did not think it was just a meeting about leadership.
Right.
And so if Jerry's representation is right, which I'm not saying
Micah
it is, it's two different sides, but if Jerry's representation is right, that's why Jerry would be upset.
And Micah's portraying entrapment. I think he made a mistake in that trade demand that he tweeted out by saying that Jerry Jones basically set up a mousetrap and put a piece of Green Bay, Wisconsin cheese in it and lured Micah in under false pretenses. That's what he accused him of.
Yeah.
You tricked me into a negotiation. You try to take advantage of me to get the Players Association, the CBA, and all these other people involved. You tried to lure me in. And that's, I can see why Jerry would be ticked off about that.
Ticked off enough to think, well, I can't trust you anymore. I can't negotiate at all with you anymore.
How about the guarantee that Jerry just said? So Micah gets 4 for $188. By the way, he's going to play out the final year of the rookie deal, and then he's going to get 47 per. So it's basically for five more years going to average out to 42 per. And the craziest thing on my timeline yesterday after this happened was the amount of accountants who were telling me the difference that Micah is going to make in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. It's 7.62%. So it's $15 million that he loses over the 4 years. So he'll lose fifth. So it's really...
People are like, oh, you're getting a $900,000 raise. Congrats, Mulieta.
It's, yeah. So basically it amounts to like an effective number of... almost $4 million per year less.
I mean, did he break? Did they all break down like all of his road games too? Because that's how they get taxed.
That's how they get taxed.
They get taxed based on the city that they play in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Micah only gets the tax free even when he's playing in Dallas. He gets it for half the games. If there's state income tax in the other half of the cities that he plays in, then he's subject to that.
Yeah. So when you go to LA,
their taxes are a nightmare. I would imagine.
Yeah, you cannot. I don't think an athlete could do their own taxes. I really don't. It's so. Like intricate.
Does it depend on where you live? Like he said, he's still going to live here in the offseason?
There are some players. So some players, if you notice, like an inordinate amount of athletes live in Texas and Florida, even if they don't play there. Like there are players who play for the Giants who have their main residence in Texas or Florida, so they could try to get away from that.
Two other things that jumped out. Pat Doney said unanimous, and Nick Harris confirmed that. Now, the tricky part of that is how many people were asked. Jerry tried to make it sound like, oh, all 15 decision makers and the entire war room that we get together. That's the way I was taking it. Everyone was just like, yes, we do this deal.
It's three people.
Who are the most important people in the organization that you would feel like you need to hear from on this?
Steven.
Mm-hmm. And Will.
Will.
And Jerry.
I know one other person. I know one other person that was absolutely for the deal that I think is important, but I'm not going to say the name.
For the trade or for the contract?
Get him out.
Okay.
I'm just saying, who on any big decision, who would you want feedback from in the organization? Jerry, Will, Steven,
and
Shoddy, I would assume.
No, I would not.
You don't want any input from Shoddy, who's coaching the team?
No, because the coach wants to win now. The coach doesn't care about long term.
Okay, so what would it say to you if Shoddy was like, get him out with...
That would matter. Yeah. That would matter.
Probably the trainer.
I would want to hear from the cap guy, the money guy.
I think
because I want to know like what this allows us to do.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I think.
But makeup, work ethic, all that stuff, kind of behind the scenes. Maybe Britt Brown.
And then the team count, the leadership council. If you wanted to go down that road.
I think they. I mean, they confirmed they did. They confirmed they did talk to some of the people in the leadership.
Yeah, but I don't know if I believe that.
They did.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying they did.
Well, then why is okay? Fine. But what I'm trying to fight the notion of is that everyone was saying, "I'll pack the bags for him." In the locker room, CD posted, Overshown posted, Wanye posted. There was another player. I think it was Overshown with the gorilla, with the oxygen mask. I can't breathe.
I think the most resistance they got from anybody amounted to, y'all do what you feel like you need to do.
Diggs posted, of course, heartbreak. Mm.
That's what I think was the most resistance they got. When they say unanimous, the closest thing that resembled resistance I think that they got in terms of feedback was, whatever y'all think you need to do, do it.
And who are you applying that to? Like that they spoke with how many and like who, basically?
I think this decision was discussed and kicked around, and they solicited feedback. If you include everybody in the organization, everything else, like I think we're talking well over like one handful. Like you're looking at probably closer to 8 to 10 people that had a say.
Jerry was asked, "How is this going to affect or hurt the locker room?"
If you say if I'm worried about the locker room, I'm absolutely zero worried about the locker room. That's not meant to diminish anything here. I'm just not concerned at all about the locker room. It takes a lot of players to play this game. Locker room knows that we just got a lot of good players.
I'm only judging tone. This is Sean Shreve judgment. I know nothing else. That tone tells me that Jerry is like, no, this is addition by subtraction in the locker room. You think that's wrong? Jane Slater suggested that last night on NFL Network. She also brought up a question that another coach outside the team may have had about Micah's work ethic. He's talked about not wanting to play past 30 for very long. So just factor in all those things. But Jerry being that emphatic tells me that he heard enough feedback, or he's trying to sell us on enough feedback, that Micah wasn't great in there. 877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text and the hotline. And Bobby just wrote down the names of players. And they were all for the trade?
My understanding is those people at the very minimum, and I won't add them because it wasn't first indirect, but they were all at the very minimum just, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I'm certainly not going to tell you that I would be a problem if you did it.
Back to the Tolos on the phone lines. A Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway is coming up. Peyton, who do we have?
Guys, let's go out to, oh, Sean, this one's for you. Ernesto in Delaware is back. Ernesto, welcome back, man.
Yo, what's good, guys? Yo, Sean, did you get that Baltimore out of you, man? That old baby?
Ernesto, screw you. Wow. Why do you have the nerve to sit here and call
there
like
we
this?
Go.
You've ruined all family outings for me because that's all these fools want to talk about is Ernesto.
Nah, I was listening over to that clip over and over again, and I'm going to take accountability because I came straight on the air.
No,
and said,
no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Guys, no. I should have said Jerry.
You see? Ernesto.
Don't let him off.
I got
to
let him off. The power over
Come
him
on.
Right
Ernesto,
now.
I got your next.
Let this go.
I got your next drinks. You let me know where you're at. You DM me, hit me up if we're out. I got your first three drinks.
I got you, but let's get into business. I'm gonna be direct. Jerry, this is embarrassing, man. You said that you wanted a war daddy. What was that, around like 2016, 2017 with DeMarcus Lawrence? You said he wanted a war daddy, and you had him in your hand. You had him, Jerry. You got to realize this is embarrassing. I live in Eagles County. They're laughing at us, Jerry. Jerry, I've been a fan of this team since I was born. I'm not even from Texas. I've been a fan of this damn team for over 20-plus years. I've seen 4 playoff wins my whole life. It's embarrassing, Jerry. This isn't like you have to understand. You're playing with people who you don't care about the fans. You want to win the Forbes list. That's cool and all. You want to make all the billions. What about us, Jerry? What about the people that give out their hard-earned money to go to that damn stadium to go see the mediocrity year after year, to see first-round playoff losses year after year? It's embarrassing. I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of it. It doesn't make sense. This whole thing is Jerry. I wanted to pack up my ball. You didn't want to play the game my way. I'm going to pack up my ball, and I'm going to go to another court. This is embarrassing. You have to realize that this isn't how you do business.
and Mike, thank you for the call, Ernesto. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, Mike Florio is going to come on here at 8:40, and the headline he wrote is, I know it's painful, I know they're your team, but you should boycott this Cowboys season. Yesterday when this broke, like, Mina Kimes is like, this is going to be one of the all-time fumbles in NFL and sports history, because the goal is, and what
they'd be scary if she was ever right.
Well, I don't know if she used analytics for that, so it's more of an opinion. But the goal is, right, all Steven tells us, all they tell us, draft and develop, draft and develop. We're not spending on free agency to pay our own these extensions,
right.
And then this happens. You lost the best player on your team days before the world champions.
Yeah, look, I mean, the timing of it is not ideal because you don't have a whole lot of time to prepare. Right, you didn't have all off season to prepare. You didn't have a free agency period to prepare or draft to prepare.
Replace
that, yeah, or replace, and that's the disappointment. You know, look, I mean, what does this do for them? I mean, you know, like this year, it's okay. Like I've said, it's okay to not. You don't have to compete for a championship. Every you can have a step back. You can have a retool.
But my problem with all that, Chop, is Anatolo just tweeted it. They don't look like they have a consistent plan.
No, they don't.
So you can't pay Dak 60 and then make this move.
No, you're right.
You can't give Lamb 30 and then make this move. You can't give Diggs his and then make this move. It's counterproductive.
It is. You also can't pay three guys $130 million. So, yeah, something had to give. But I agree. You know, if you're going to make this move, the next move, next subsequent moves have to be to a kind of reset.
RJ's plan for the future at 8 o'clock. Continue to hit us up at 877-881-1053. Peyton, who's next?
Mitchell in El Paso. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, guys. Just want to say I'm pretty pissed about the deal, but I'm more mad at Micah, man, because this was his equivalent to Jerry's all-in moment, man. He said, I don't need to be paid $40 million. And then the starting point, Jerry said in the interview, was 40.5 was their starting point, was Jerry's stopping point. So I think Mulugeta's helping his guy Love to have a better team. So when he gets a contract, he can pass Dak $60 million when it's time for him to sign up. And I'm glad he's gone. Domino of waiting to pay the best player hopefully stops here. Use that money to sign Bland Smith with the money you save. And then we'll see how deep our DNs are with Sam Williams, Nealon, and Ezeraku.
Thank you for the call. You just brought up, I thought, the most important sentence, statement, moment of the press conference last night explaining it. Jerry said, I stopped at 40.5. They were starting with 40.5. And I was glad to hear that because I didn't want this to be because of this little ping contest over not picking up a phone. And if they the entire time, we always try to give the Cowboys the benefit of the doubts in these sagas. Well, what is Lamb? Is he waiting? Is Lamb waiting for Jefferson? Are they asking for 10 over what the market ceiling is? And this is a David Mulugeta MO. To his credit, that's his job. We're not taking 41.5 to barely beat TJ Watt. We're going to beat it by $5-7 million. I agree and don't blame Jerry and Steven for not going there, but I was glad to hear last night that's where he drew the line, and it wasn't because of the way the negotiation happened.
Yeah,
and then the guaranteed money, you smiled when Jerry said, we gave him more guarantee. So the guarantee in this is what?
And 137, I think, is what they gave him in Green Bay.
All right, so 120 fully guaranteed at signing, 136 in total. You think you've heard the Cowboys offered more than 136?
I think the Cowboys were well above that. Like, I don't think it was just like a million. I think they were well above it.
So but they essentially would have offered almost a fully guaranteed 4-year deal.
So if you're Mulugeta looking at the two, is it still no doubt that 47 per is better versus almost fully guaranteed?
Yeah, because I mean the 4-year it's a year earlier he can go negotiate another deal.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, it gets him there quicker to be able to negotiate something, and I mean the money.
And that's the other thing, they got the length that they wanted from the Packers too.
Right. They got everything they wanted. You know,
David Mulugeta is totally justified. Like, this makes him look like a freaking stud. People are cursing him, and they're mad and weren't understanding. And are they going to – should Micah replace him? David Mulugeta just proved why he's number one again.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If the point is getting the most money. Now,
right, because you could literally legitimately have a discussion. Did he do right by his player?
Now, depends what the player's goal was.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, there is, and Jerry believes this, I think a lot of us believe this, there is an inherent value of being a legacy Cowboy.
Sure.
There's a monetary value in that.
Yep. If Micah Parsons starts his podcast as a Green Bay Packer.
It's not a podcast. He's not the head of Bleacher Report.
Right. That's the best way to
say
it.
Right. And, you know, so like, there's a value in being a legacy Cowboy that just isn't there anymore. So, yeah, did he get the money up front, short term? Sure. What does it do to his long term? There's no way of knowing. There's no way of knowing. It could be $1 billion difference. It could be nothing.
Yeah, I mean, how much? I guess it just depends on how much he will now be disassociated with the Cowboys throughout his career. There are going to be people who still there are people who think of Charles Haley as a Niner, even though he ended up for the last half of his career with Dallas. So I mean, I think
Carmen Policy's kid is the freaking president in Green Bay when Carmen Policy had the Charles Haley thing happen with the swap here.
Yep.
Now they're getting
Ed Policy there in Green Bay. Now the thing is that when he retires, or whatever else, or if something happens in his post-playing career, there will still be headlines that say former Cowboy Micah Parsons.
Sure.
And so, like, I mean, that he gets to carry that throughout his entire career in all likelihood.
All right. What about trading within the conference? Peyton, I don't think we have a cut on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Feel free to interrupt. But this set off a lot of people. Jerry last night said, if it's not in the division, I don't care.
Right.
It's just too many moving targets to keep track with. Of course, week four is going to break all type of records. Sunday Night Football in Arlington. Micah's return, where I think he gets booed. But that's for another segment. How do we feel about this? To Green Bay, who has been kicking your ass and has all these haunting moments to hold over your head.
It's you can't worry about that. You know, if this is the best deal, this is the best deal. Now, I agree, like, in the division, that's, you know, there not only is there a tax on that, there's a lot more than a tax on that. Conference, I mean, you gotta prove to me you're gonna run into them. You gotta prove to me that this made Green Bay the Super Bowl favorites. You know, like Green Bay is also the dirty little secret on them is
wait, say that last part again.
You've got to prove to me that Green Bay is the Super Bowl favorites.
Okay,
in the NFC.
I thought you were saying they are.
No, Green Bay is the dirty secret on them is, I mean, they're a wallowing 500 team that either goes one or two games above it based on how Jordan Love is going to do. You know,
there was not a ton of Packer hype this offseason. Right. I felt like they were a team that people were kind of selling or sleeping on.
Anybody have them?
Sorry, go ahead.
In the division? Anyone got them beating Detroit?
No.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Exactly.
Right? It's a maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe.
It's a maybe. So, you know, this isn't like they said. If they send it to the Lions, right, where you're just going to take that team, or San Fran, and you're going to take that team, put them over the hump.
But what if it's a team you're even with? Like, I could have.
Yeah, they are. And they are.
What do you think about that, Bobby, in conference?
Oh, I don't think. You thought that Dallas and Green Bay were basically the same team before the trade?
I could make an argument.
Yeah. I didn't think so. I don't think they're close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.